Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Robots talking to robots. That's the topic of today's Everyday Saturday podcast. Hey, champion, it's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the number one motivational, inspirational success podcast on planet Earth. There's not none better. You know that. I know that. We need to tell everybody else that, though. If you hear any raindrops pounding on the roof of my car, that's because I'm recording from the Kroger parking lot here in Cincinnati, Ohio, where I do the show every day with a large Dunkin', one pump, a caramel swirl, three cream. Let's get after it in a big, big way. Got a message on LinkedIn just a little while ago. I'm not on LinkedIn very much, so if you've connected with me there, if you send me an email, I try to get back to everybody on there. I try. I really do. I should be on LinkedIn a lot more than I am because there's some really cool professionals on there. I like the platform. Just I really prefer Instagram and Facebook for personal posts about our daughter Susan, Instagram for business, and a little bit about the family. I shouldn't say my daughter Susan. I mean, I post about all my kids on there. Man, having kids ranging from 4 to 18 years old. You ever been that road? Holy crap. My mom had kids. My mom had me when she was 41 years old, and my brother was 17. Woo! I don't think I was a mistake, but I could be wrong. Certainly not a mistake in the eyes of Creator, but let's face it. When Dad leaves 3 months after I was born and Mom had me at 41 after already having seven kids, I'm not saying the old Irish Catholic family wasn't planned that way, but it just might have been unplanned. Anywho, back to the message. Got a message on LinkedIn asking me, now think about this. Oh, geez, let me see. Can I find it? I'm going to try to record and still find it. I'm going to open up LinkedIn right now. I got no internet connection because I put this phone in airplane mode when I record. By the way, if you record on the old cell phone, make sure you put it in airplane mode so you don't get calls while you're recording. That's a bit awkward. So basically, the individual sends me an email letting me know that she can help me with branding, and also she can help me leave my job. So, okay, well, I haven't had a job in 15 years, and I'm not saying I'm the end-all be-all, but I kind of dabble in that branding thing a little bit myself. And so that's shotgun marketing, guys. Don't be a robot. You know how many bots are out there talking to bots? And I get it. There's artificial intelligence and bots and all that good stuff. And I'm not trying to poo-poo it and say that it's not the future. It can't be used in an effective way. That's an example of somebody who bought a course on how to market on LinkedIn, take a shotgun approach, send the same message out to every single person they connect with. So what happened was, and I don't always do this, but if somebody sends me an invite to connect on LinkedIn, I just accept it, and then I give them the rope to hang themselves. And so if they immediately after that, they send me the spam, hey, welcome this, watch my YouTube welcome video. And it's all about them and what they can do. They don't even know what I do. They don't know me. That's so Bush League, man. That's so, like, I might send an email out to everybody asking them initially just a question. Hey, Joe, Sam Crowley here. Do you have a podcast? Just curious how you ever thought about having one, you know? And that's it. And if they send it back to me saying yes or no, then I do communicate with them. It really is me communicating. So I've used LinkedIn Sales Navigator. It's like $80 a month. And it allows you to zero in on people if you want to send messages to people who are in your demographic. But sending a blanket message out to somebody, letting them know that you're a coach and you're a consultant and you can help them leave the job, which is exactly the three things that I do, is just so lazy. You don't have to be lazy in your marketing, man. There's no reason for me to even reply back to that person. So what do? I disconnect from the LinkedIn connection with them. You know, it's just, it's terrible. It's a bad way to market. But here's the thing. So many people are learning bad ways to market, and they take that as gospel. Like, oh, so-and-so looks like they're really so good. Oh, boy, do we have to say it again? Do we have to say it? Say it with me. most people that you see on the internet are not more successful than you. And they're not happier than you. What are they now? Say it with me, guys. Say it with me. They are better what? They are better photographers. But they took a photo on the beach in San Diego. Yep, they're a better photographer than you. That's all they are. They are one launch away from going broke, and they are not who they portray themselves to be. So don't get caught up in that, man. Don't go buy the course from somebody who says, do you want to make, and how many people are out there right now? But, and by the way, I'm getting all fired up. I'm going to stutter. Because when I get, I'm like Porky Pig on a meth trip, man. When I get fired up, I can't even, my words are scrambled around like a dictionary that you ripped up the pages and threw it on the floor. But I get fired up because I see so many people spending money on utter crap. And LinkedIn seems to be the big heap of crap that people are pushing out there. Like, get 30 to 50 leads a day on LinkedIn. Those aren't leads, man. Spamming people's inboxes are not quality leads. You know what's a good lead? People that show up on my calendar, they go to Launch with Sam, they book a 30-minute call. That's a great lead, because you know why? How they got there was from this podcast. So they listen to the show, they know the message, they know that I launch everybody's dream for them, how to monetize that message in a clear, concise way, and they still book the call. That's a great lead, you know? Spamming somebody's inbox, that's not a very good way to do business. Can I flip it and tell you about a good story? So I tell you the bad, and so don't do that. Just don't be a mass marketer out there following the herd, because when you follow the masses, the M is silent. All right. So that's a bad story. Let's share a good story. All right, and it's really not a bad story. It's just somebody that bought a course on how to market on LinkedIn. They don't know what they're doing. Okay, good story. Traveling to Orlando in 2 days. I'm speaking down there. Shout out to Florida. Taking the family with me. I've been speaking 15 years. Never brought the family with me on a speaking. Well, I take that back. Chicago about 10 years ago I did. But anyway, really, that was the driving. That was driving from Buffalo. Don't drive from Buffalo to Chicago, folks. Just don't do it. It is summertime is construction time between Buffalo and Chicago. It took us, I think, 11 hours to drive that. It was crazy, man. Crazy. With 3 kids under the age of 10. Anywho, construction season along I-90 in Lake Erie in Michigan. Wowzers. So we're flying to Orlando, and I've never joined any of these rental car membership things. So I decided, hey, because in Orlando, there's a big benefit to renting the car in the airport versus having to get on that shuttle and go about a mile or two away. It's just, it's not worth it, especially not with 4 kids. And a family of 6. So I wanted to make sure we rented our car on the airport grounds. So this lesson is in marketing, how to alleviate the pain. You got to be able to expose the pain and then bring the solution. Like we've been talking about this week, why are you marketing the people that don't have the pain that you're even talking about? If you don't have the solution, stop marketing to them. Don't do mass marketing. Do targeted, laser-focused rifle, not a shotgun, rifle, not a shotgun, all right? So Hertz and Avis and Alamo and other ones have rental agencies right inside the Orlando airport. That alleviates a big pain for me. All right. So pain alleviated. That's the first Advil I'm taking online. The first virtual Advil is I ain't getting on a shuttle with my family to go rent a car. Second one is don't have to go to the rental counter. So I joined Hertz Gold Plus, which is free. It's a free membership. Do you have a membership that people can join at absolutely no charge to alleviate the pain? All you got to do is set up some unlisted videos on YouTube that nobody else can see unless they have the link. Set up a playlist. That's free. And then send people that playlist link and have them go boom, boom, boom through the videos that starts alleviating the pain they're in. That, by the way, is a $1 million nugget. You just start doing that, you're going to be on your way to creating great content, absolutely no charge to do any of it. It's free to host the videos on YouTube. Or you can set up a Vimeo account for $20 a month or Wistia for $25 a month if you don't want the YouTube link. But what I'm saying is that's pain. Alleviate that pain and make it easy, easy, easy for people to do business with you. Okay. Next thing is part of, I've never joined any of these rental car things, but they're starting to alleviate my pain. Second thing is I don't got to talk to anybody and I don't got to stop at the counter. I can just grab and go, grab the keys and go. I don't even know what it looks like anymore. I got to research a little more, but what they told me, but when I joined, I don't even got to wait in the line because I got 4 kids and my wife and we have to get up at 4:30 in the morning on Friday to catch a 7 a.m. flight out of Cincinnati to Orlando. A homie ain't going to play the game. I just want to grab the keys and go. So I'm a member of the Hertz Gold Plus program. God, they should be paying me to sponsor this podcast. Maybe I'll reach out to them and tell them to listen to this show specifically. But that was good. I feel good. So I booked the Crowley Roadster, all right, whatever it was, something that seats seven. It's a Pathfinder or something similar, minivan, whatever it is that can hold six kids and our luggage. And I can stay in the airport and rent it, and I don't got to go to the counter and wait in line, and when I return it, I don't even got to talk to anybody. Guys, let me tell you something. If any of that works out, even if half of it works out the way I'm describing it, I'm happy. When you market to people, don't do shotgun marketing. Don't have robots talking to robots, man. That's so impersonal. You get better clients when you give better service and you have a better message, all right? You get better clients. Oof, boy. I hope you can see the passion, because you follow the stuttering Sammy's back. You follow those instructions. Let me tell you, your life's going to be a lot better and you're going to get great clients. Just be personal, man. People love you. They love your authenticity. Doesn't matter where you've been. People don't care where you've been. They want to know, do you care about me? And do you care enough to give me the support? Do you care enough to even email me from your regular email account or your LinkedIn account or Facebook or Instagram, whatever it is. People send me DMs on Instagram. I shoot a video and send it back. Hey, thanks for following me. I love it, man. You know why? Because I was broke. And you know what? When you're broke and people start following you and they start paying you, you don't ever take that for granted ever again. I don't want to be that arrogant ass ever want to be that arrogant ass that you see online pretending like I'm better than you. I am no better than you. I can teach you. And if you follow my instructions, I'll show you how to make every day Saturday doing what it is you love to do. But I am no better than you. We are all equal. Let me tell you, at the end of the game, we all go back into the same box. At the end of the game of life, we all go back into the same box. Don't let anybody look down at you, talk down to you, or anything like that. All right. I'll gladly coach you when you go to Launch with Sam and book your free 30-minute call. But I am no better than you. You are amazing. Okay? And understand, just be authentic. Be who you are. Create that Hertz Gold Plus experience. I'm pimping Hertz. I got to do a follow-up podcast Tuesday when I get back from Orlando to let you know if any of it even worked out the way I described. But it sounds good. I'm in, baby. I'm all in. All right, let's get after it, shall we? And have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.